Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I do want to bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, JillOnMoney.com. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, Jill, and I have to start with this. I do want to get to your blog in a moment because you have a fascinating blog out, but I have to start with what's happening at the Fed. And Jerome Powell, you know, in an act of defiance, the Fed chair putting out a video last night essentially saying that the Fed was served with subpoenas and is being threatened by DOJ, in his words, all because they didn't do what President Trump wanted with interest rates. Your take on what is unfolding here?
Well, you know, this does not seem to be something that is really has anything to do with Jerome Powell's testimony. It has to do with the president's desire to have his own people. And the fact he's actually said that, it's, you know, sometimes the answer to a question isn't mysterious. The president has said that he doesn't like Powell, that he wants a Fed that lowers interest rates more quickly. And so this pretext for getting rid of Powell would remove Powell not just from the Fed itself, from the Fed chairmanship, but also from the actual Federal Reserve Board, because Powell is stepping down this year, later in a couple of months, but he would remain on the board. So if this thing came to pass where there would be a trial, and that thing that we would find that Jerome Powell had acted in a way that broke the law, he would be removed from the board. And that would be one more slot open for the president to fill. Now, that said, it's a long way between here and there. And there is, you know, you can talk to legal experts as to whether they think that this is a fair accusation or not. What I can pretty much tell you is it's a strange time to be asking for lower interest rates. I mean, interest rates right now are 3.5 to 3.75%. That's the range. And there is no real demand in the marketplace for lower interest rates. I'm sure that among people there is a demand. But to be honest, the economy is growing. And we don't know what's happening right this second, because we're about to have big tax refunds that come out, big corporate spending. So all of that is going to fuel growth. And when you have a strong economy and you have a lot of growth, you can have the potential for inflation to pick up. And so I think the Fed is probably pretty wise to wait and see what happens in the next month or two before they continue cutting interest rates.
Well, and we should point out, quick editorial note, that Powell was actually put in place by President Trump. This was President Trump's.
I mean, isn't that, this is very odd. Also, Powell is known in D.C. and among the Fed watchers that I talk to as a complete straight shooter, that he is known to run a very tight Fed meeting, that he is well respected, that he can really gather up all these opinions and coalesce it into a strategy and action. Doesn't mean they're perfect. I mean, the Fed doesn't always get it right. Obviously, they started raising interest rates too late after inflation had started. But the reality is that does not appear from most people who are looking at this that this is any that the accusation is real.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Give me a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, and we should point out what is real is it appears it will have an impact on the markets at least for today. Dow futures down about 350 points. As Trump's DOJ opens this investigation into Mr. Powell. But let's move on since we only have limited time, Jill. You have a very, very interesting blog, and I want to point to a couple things in there that I found interesting. One is elder fraud. You mentioned in your blog that losses over $100,000 increased eightfold to $445 million in 2024. What is driving this explosion in scams targeting seniors?
You know, this is so scary. And I started writing this because my mom called me and she's 86 and she was like, I had a strange call and she was telling me all about it. And I was like, I got to write about this more. But a lot of this just has to do with the amount of contact that organizations have with us anyway. So by phone, by text, and by letters, that the frauds are becoming actually much more sophisticated and harder to detect. It's one thing to be like, oh, I see that's baloney. It looks, but when you get something and it looks like it's from the U.S. Treasury, it's scary. If you get something and it looks like it's from Medicare or a text or a call, it's scary. So the thing that I thought was interesting is not so much that we're going to prevent this, but if you want to really beef up your family members' security, you don't have to hire a big-time service. You have to have a conversation with your family. You have to be able to say, we are, as a family, going to build a chief financial officer checklist. Like, Mom, you're the chief financial officer, but we as a family are going to have this checklist. And we're going to figure out what the account numbers are, how do you access them. We're going to make sure that we understand what property and investments you own, who the beneficiaries are. Sometimes the scams are people close to you, like a caretaker who will nuzzle into your accounts and change beneficiaries, and also understanding where household income is deposited. Listen, the reality is the safety measures you can put in place are really much easier now. You can be added as a trusted contact at any financial firm. This is great. You can say to your parents, like, I don't have to be in control of this account. I just want to have eyes on the account. You can also make sure that if your family will allow it, you can ask to receive a copy of a statement. Again, another set of eyes to flag any suspicious activity. And I just want to say the thing that I did that I think is most important, not just for older people, but for all of us, freeze your credit record. This restricts access to your credit file. I know it's a pain in the neck if you have to get a loan. So what? Make it hard for identity thieves to open new accounts in your name, and freezing your account at all three major agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, that will lock down your credit file. It is so much better to have that in place, and it really does help you prevent a lot of bad things from happening.
Great advice. Jill, I have about 30 seconds and I want to get a look ahead into this week. We have CPI data dropping Tuesday, retail and home sales Wednesday. What are you watching for?
Well, I think we're going to watch more about this market fallout from this Powell situation. I think that the CPI is probably not going to show that much. It's so weird because we were so hyper-focused on inflation. What we know about inflation right now is that it remains higher than the Fed would like, but it doesn't remain, but it is not accelerating in a huge way. So that actually is a kind of a clue to the Fed that they can kind of hold pat and wait to see how information comes through the pipeline. Now, again, we're still coming through the other side of that government shutdown. So we just need some more data to figure it out. But all in all, what I'm mostly excited about, and this shows you what a complete nerd I am, is that later this month, tax season opens.
Absolutely. She is Jill Schlesinger. You go to JillOnMoney.com. Jill, have a great week and thanks so much.
Take care. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.